told me that I was in him and he was in me. He told me that he was with me from the beginning. He told me that he would be with me to the end. He told me that Amy and I would be with him forever. They were the first few words I wrote on October 6th of last year, obviously, 2017. On October 6th, it was a Friday night going into, or no, I'm sorry, it was Thursday night going into Friday. It was wee hours of Friday morning. The Lord came to me. I was sleeping and started as a dream. And he just started talking to me about my life, what was going on in my life, sins that I've had in my past, all the things that I was doing wrong in life, and some good things that I've done in life. But he basically wanted me to change. It was an epiphany, as Van had just said. I had, you know, the main things were that I worry about so many things. I worry about way too much, particularly work and money. And some of you were here on October 8th because I come to church and did explain some of this on October 8th, so it's a repeat for some of y'all. But anyway, so he told me a bunch of stuff, and I'm just going over the highlights, but one of the main issues was money. And it's not that I make a lot of money, it's just that I basically worship money and worry about money too much. So he told me that day I was going to go to the bank and empty out my bank account and give it to whatever charity I wanted. He wanted me to step out in faith. So, after a long process of talking to Amy and freaking out about the whole thing, and like Van said, I mean, I was really afraid I was crazy. But I was like, what is going on here? It was just not an experience I've ever had in my life. And, you know, I had faith before. I always believed in God, but, you know, I really never knew if Christianity was the way or not, but it was more of a traditional thing from my family. You know, I'm growing up, and, you know, I wasn't positive about it. And he told me that Christ was his one and only son, that he was the way. He told me that even the Bible is his word. He did say there is allegory in it and stuff like that. You can't take it from word for word all the time. But the message is what is important in the Bible. Anyway, so this all happened on October 6th. And obviously it's a life-changing thing. But and as Van said, he also told me that it's a process. And I've been going through this process now for about 9 months. Sometimes I fail miserably, and it's very difficult because I know he's there, and I always wonder, now I'm going off a tangent because I wasn't even planning on talking about this. Anyway, it's like some of the stories in the Bible when Jesus is telling these people something and then, or performing miracles from them, and then, you know, a day later, they're like, you know, what are we going to do? How are we doing? Like, they didn't believe in him. And I go through that all the time. It's like, how can I do that when he's telling me this stuff? And he talks to me all the time now. I mean, at first it started slowly, but now he talks to me all the time. And he doesn't really give me revelations. He just tells me to figure it out on my own. But he helps me. He nudges me along the way. And I think on the right path, I think that's where I'm headed. But the faith part, it's still faith. I still have to have faith. Even though I know he's there and he talks to me, he's talking to me, I still lack faith in it. It just amazes me. And it's actually, I beat up myself a lot because it's like, how can I not believe when he's sitting there, or not trust him? I should say, I don't believe. Not trust him that his way is going to be the way. And that I just need to trust him. So anyway, I did want to open up some questions. I just totally got off track of where I was going to go originally. But, you know, I know he loves us all. And he wanted me to really relay that message to you all. And it's the same. He's in us and we are in him. And he always says to me that, you know, I will be with you forever. You're going to make mistakes. But I'll still be there and I will love you. But you have to do your part. So I said to him, what's my part? And he basically told me that, he said, I need to trust in him. I mean, this is me now. I don't know if it's going to be the same for everybody, but for me, it's like, I need to trust in his promises. I need to trust that all things will work out for good. And I need to trust that he knows what he's doing, because I don't. So we always kind of joke. The Lord uses a lot of humor with me, and we always joke. And one of the things that we kind of talk about is like, I'm David and he's God. I mean, I asked 1,000 questions and tried to figure out 1,000,000 things since this thing has started. But like I said, most of the time he just makes me try to figure it out and says, you'll find out when you get to heaven. You're David and I'm God. There's a reason for everything that I do. And all of it will work out. And I mean, if anybody wants to ask any questions, I can go on about a lot of different things. But I mean, I've had some wild experiences. He told me to talk to Dolores one time. And I called her at 3:00 in the morning because he told me to call her. And we went on this wild ride all the way up to Conway. And I don't know what the purpose of it was, other than I know there was a purpose in it. I know that we'd shared some important things together. And I think there was some kind of a spiritual battle going on in my mind at that time. But it's been a wild ride. It's been up and down, like I said. But I know that in the end, that he's going to be with me, that he loves me. He already told me he knows what I've already done. So, and he's promised that I will be with him as long as I do my part.
What does his voice sound like?
It's not an audible voice. I mean, I don't hear. It's just him talking in my mind. He talks in my personality for the most part. Like I said, I mean, for lack of a better term, I'm kind of a smart ass. I don't offend anybody. But he'll talk to me like that. I mean, he'll just mess with me and joke with me. And then he'll point out something like, my neighbor Jim here, his wife, his name is Grace. And I always would say to her something, not something you've heard this before, but I would say stuff like, say goodnight, Grace, and it comes from an old TV show. But, you know, then he would turn around and say to me, he told me one time, say goodnight, Gracie, 10 times. So I said, say goodnight, and I'm walking with Amy out in the middle of the night. And anyway, so I'm saying goodnight, Gracie, 10 times. And he says to me, he says, David, it's fine to say goodnight, Gracie, but to the people you love, you need to express that you're hiding behind stuff. You hide behind humor. And my wife takes the brunt of that, unfortunately. And that was one of the major issues, too, that he wanted me to express my love towards my wife and not joke with her so much and hide behind that.
Did he speak to you specifically about worrying and how it robs you of life?
I'm sorry.
Did he speak to you about worrying and how it robs you of life?
Yeah, he did. I mean, and I'm still battling that. I mean, I actually had a rough week at work this week, and I mean, he's told me that it's literally killing me and that I need to change, but I have to do it. I mean, it's something that I have to do. He can't do it for me. He can help me, but he can't do it for me. That's the feeling that I get. I mean, I don't know if it's the same for everybody. My experience, I'm sure, is different than everyone's. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of a few people that have had this experience, but I think it's pretty unusual. I'm not sure. I don't know how y'all feel. But my first instinct was to think that I was going crazy, literally losing my mind. I mean, it's just something that never happened before. I mean, like I said, I've gone to church for years. I've prayed for years. But I've never had an experience like this. And, you know, he told me, you know, I'm like, hey, at the time I was 53. And I'm like, well, why'd you wait until I was 53? Like, it was your time. He just said it was your time. And, you know, I wasn't ready. And I still don't know if I'm ready, but I'm trying. I mean, like I said, it's a process. I know. I mean, he told me it's basically this process going to go on for as long as I'm here on this planet. You know, I'm looking forward to off of this planet. But he told me that, you know, and he got me that. Like I said, I asked a lot of different questions, like, why is there so much struggle in this world and suffering? And, you know, he's like, basically, I have to figure that out. But he kind of hints that, you know, that this world is not our home, that heaven's our home. And that will be there for eternity. This is just a short term here.
Amen. Go ahead, Ray. Did you realize all the years that you were worrying what a sin it was to worry? Because I'm always amazed at people when I talk about this, we didn't realize it was a sin. It's such a major sin because you're telling him he can't take care of you.
Right.
Did you realize that as you were sinning before the epiphany?
Probably not as much. Well, I mean, I realized that, but I don't think it really hit me. And it's still, I still worry. I mean, so like I said, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight for me. I know that. I thought when this all first happened, I thought, oh man, it's going to be like, you know, some kind of miracle. Not that he has to perform miracles in my life, but like I say, for some reason, this is part of the process that I'm supposed to go through. That's all I know. And I know that he's going to see me through the end. I know that part of it. I just have to do my part, and it's trust in him.
That was
easy. Yeah, right. It's easier said than done.
Is this a spiritual process you're going through, or the flesh?
Is it a spiritual process?
Spiritual process or the flesh?
What's the second?
Spiritual part? Or the flesh?
Oh, the flesh. That I'm struggling. Well, I'm always going to have flesh. I'm human.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Your flesh, when you believe in the flesh is the sin. When you believe in the Spirit, that's the Spirit of the Lord.
Right.
The Lord, when you believe in the Spirit, that's the Lord coming down on you. And when the Lord comes down on you, that's when the Holy Spirit comes within your heart. Now, here's where I'm coming from. When God speaks to you, does he speak to you through your heart or just whatever comes to mind?
Well, I guess that's kind of hard to explain. I mean, he speaks to me in my mind. I mean, like I said, it's not an audible voice. It's just, he'll put the words in me. And sometimes, a lot of times when I'm sleeping or whatever, I wake up in the middle of the night and he's talking to me. And it seems, I guess it's because there's no other distractions or whatever. And that's when I hear it most clearly at all. And I mean, it's a voice that's talking in my mind. It's my mind talking, but it's him. If that makes any sense. I mean, it's definitely him. I know it's him. But yeah, I mean, he had told me that I had really not experienced the Holy Spirit before this. And said that the Holy Spirit would be with me here on out. But I don't know if I'm answering your question. I mean, there's still a battle going on because I'm human. I mean, and Satan does attack me, but my impression, like I said, I'm not a theologian or anything like that. My impression is God can only let Satan attack me when he wants him to for a certain reason, or to change me, or to make me grow in a certain way, whatever. That's kind of the impression I've got from him. But, you know, it's one of those things. We're human and we're predestined. I'm not a theologian, but I just know I'm human. And he knows we're going to make mistakes. You know, it's a process for me. I think for everybody, I mean. It's definitely something that's ongoing.
I didn't hear a lot of condemnation in what you experienced with teaching and from him. And you know, as I was brought up, that I understood condemnation very well, but I didn't understand mercy very well.
No.
And that you are going to stumble, you are going to fall, And the Bible tells us that the righteous man falls seven times. So repentance seems to be a big deal, and repentance is actually a change of heart.
Right? Yeah.
So what he's asking is change your heart in certain ways.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, he can cut right to the point. I mean, there's things that he showed me in my life where he cuts right to the point. And some things I've been fairly successful at immediately changing, and other things I haven't. I mean, it's like I said, it's very complex. I mean, life is complex. God is complex. But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely, kind of, he knew, I mean, I've made some horrible mistakes in my life. I've done some horrible things, and he and I have talked about it, and he knows how I feel about it. He's forgiven me, he's a gracious God and merciful. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, all praise to him is all I can say. I mean, I feel the love part more than I feel the condemnation, as you're saying. I think that's more important. I think, in my experience, too many churches and people are focusing on I like to focus on the love part of it and the mercy and the grace.
Amen. Amen. Did anybody else have a question?
Originally, yeah, I mean, talk to Dolores. We had some crazy experiences. In the beginning, there was a lot of just crazy stuff going. Stuff I can't understand. I still don't know. He told me I probably wouldn't understand until I got there. But I mean, especially over Christmas time, there was a lot of really weird stuff. But there was a spiritual battle going on. I mean, I was saying crazy stuff. And he was telling, but it was actually Satan sometimes telling me stuff. But like I said, I don't know. I don't understand it. That part I really don't. I don't talk about that much because I don't understand. I don't want to make somebody stumble on those issues because I don't know. But I think all in due time I will.
Pretty much universally, the closer you get to the Lord and talk with people, the more Satan attacks.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you happy. He doesn't want you at peace.
Right.
You know, so that's a struggle that you're going through. And you will pay die like all of us.
Right.
But I love the part that he told you about you and Amy being in heaven for all time.
Yeah. I mean, he told me just some really wonderful things. And, you know, I can't remember them all right now, off the top of my head right now. But, again, it's just a process. I just want everyone to know that he loves you. He's there. He hears us. I mean, and why he came to me in this way, I have no idea. He's got a plan. I mean, I think part of his deficiency of me is why he had to come to me in this particular way. I mean, he even told me that one time, and I was too hard-headed that I wouldn't understand unless he came to me in this way.
Amen. You said you had a question?
I think I want to encourage you to stay on this journey.
Oh.
Because I've been where you are. I've been, you know, doing a lot of what you're talking about. One thing that I learned along the way that the more I try to understand it, the harder it is. But the more I trust God, that peace that the Bible talks about that surpasses all understanding.
Yeah.
I've felt that. That's the best feeling I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
And right now, my battle is maintaining that peace. So I just want to encourage you to just keep walking, keep trusting, keep believing.
I do, and I thank you. And I totally agree with you 100%. I mean, I have those moments of peace, but then something, maybe Satan attacked me or not, but I mean, or it's just flesh, I don't know. I mean, it's being human.
Here's flesh and spirit are two separate things. I'm not trying to correct you or in any way, but here's what the Lord's given me, and I'm looking at my Bible on my front.
Sure.
And have peace with the Lord have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Is this message that somewhere along those lines?
Yeah.
Okay. And By whom also assessed by faith and into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of the Lord. And when you say glory, that's when His Spirit does His. I don't like questioning people on their faith. I don't like asking questions, please.
No, that's
some
fine.
People are offended by it.
No. And, believe me, like I said, this is a process for me.
Okay. Well, that's what the Lord's given me to you to go through this journey. And just keep on believing in Him. His Spirit will touch you in all different aspects of your life. And I just want to let you know that whatever you're going through, I'm not sure whatever you're going through, but He's telling me just keep on having peace, love, joy, and know that the love from your family is going to always be with you.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it.
Carlene?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry.
No, I just want to say, I know the difference between flesh and spirit. I'm just saying, I still am in the flesh. Right. I'm still a human, but I do have a spirit as well. It's just that battle that between the two.
I understand that.
Okay.
But, I know, but this is what God's doing.
Okay.
And the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, we all, in His eyes, are children of God. No matter, we're all aspects of the world. We're brothers and sisters, if you look at it, because we're all children of God. And has through my life, He's been there for me. He's changed me, and He's made me the man who I am today. And I'm telling you all this because flesh, like it says, totally different from spirit. Do not believe in the flesh, because that's the devil. The Spirit is God.
Right? And you guys,
the Spirit is God. Once you start believing in the Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will touch you. And I'm telling you, He's going to change your minds. He's going to change your hearts. And once you get that word inside your mind and inside your heart, that's where it starts.
All right, two more questions.
I just feel one scripture that God is saying to you. My grace is sufficient for you. Not will be, not maybe, always present. The word is always present. But what God's saying to you is, my grace is sufficient for you on this whole journey.
Amen.